National experts discussed barriers to voting for people with disabilities during Tuesday's panel at the center. Those barriers include polling places that are not ADA compliant or polling place workers who are unfamiliar with accessible ballot casting technology. Michelle Bishop is a voting rights specialist with the National Disability Rights Network. She says across the country, voter participation among disabled people tends to lag behind that of non-disabled people by about 6%.
That 6% is about an extra 3 million voters. That's enough voters to turn any election we've ever had in the United States.
Delaware Attorney General Matt Den joined the discussion. He notes that in the first state, disability rights doesn't tend to factor into candidates' platforms.
I've run for statewide office a bunch of times, and it's been pretty rare that I've been asked questions that are specific to that community and its needs. As much as there is a need to ensure that polling places are accessible, there's an equally compelling need to make sure that people are asked the right questions when they run and are held accountable.
Bishop also notes that if more people with disabilities were included in decision-making processes surrounding elections, there likely would be fewer accessibility issues. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.